Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll just...
Do you think that would make the show go well?
It's fine. All the key words wives say.
It's fine. Whatever you like.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want to do.
If that's what you want to do.
That's what you want to do.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Mark and Heidi, the Other D'Amelio's podcast. I'm Mark.
And I'm Heidi.
And I didn't hear a lot of energy in the I'm Heidi.
No, it's fine. You're fine.
So we had a little mishap on the way here. This wasn't what we were going to talk about. I'm sorry, hon.
Well, what exactly are you sorry
I don't know.
For?
I just know when you say you're sorry, things go better. So I'm sorry.
It's not. No.
And to all the other
you got frustrated, aka uptight about, because you had someone print out four papers for you.
No.
And now you're carrying the podcast. I think that's a stretch. Let's remember, you didn't show up to a podcast one day, last minute. So
last minute, you replaced me with Erica.
No, we were going to have Erica on, and you ditched us. So you think you're the only one that gets frustrated with the people around them, aka me. And when I get frustrated, I'm the crazy one.
I guarantee the listeners do not want to hear a couple that has been married for almost 21 years argue. That's not what they're tuning into.
We're not arguing. We're just discussing loudly.
Yeah. I wanted to have a pre-meeting also on the way. Like, I want this podcast to be gold. I want to be the Michael Jordan of podcasts, and you're Scottie Pippen.
Why can't I be Michael Jordan?
You are Michael Jordan, and I'm sorry. Let's move on.
Moving right along.
So what'd you do this weekend?
Well, as you know, because you were with me, we went to Atlanta, Georgia for the fight that Triller put on. That was amazing.
It was a really incredible experience. I have been to the Super Bowl, to all kinds of events, and Ryan Kavanaugh and the producers and Bobby and the whole team at Triller just put on a really good show. I don't know how it came across because I didn't obviously watch it on TV. We were there. I mean, it just is a great mix to be there. I don't know how it translated over on TV, but from the music to the fight to seeing all the people there, it was pretty incredible. Like, I talked with the woman who is the head of events for the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and she's done a lot of events, and she said it was pretty incredible set.
Yeah, the set was incredible. Everywhere you looked in the stadium, you know, it would have been the kind of thing that if they could have filled the stadium with people, would have been just the energy would have been times 10. You know, they had, I think we found this out because we searched it, was how many people it seats?
Somewhere around 70,000.
70,000, and they had 100 people in there because of COVID and everything, but it was absolutely incredible. And it did feel at some points like a little bit like life is open. And I think in Georgia, especially, it was probably a little more open than in California, but you know, all the COVID restrictions were abided by and all of that. It's just all these content creators that you see on your phones all the time were there in person, and it was really cool.
People may wonder why we have embraced Triller so closely, and it's really like Duncan and like what we talked about in one of our other podcasts, just the relationships we have with these partners. And Bobby who's the co-chairman, and Ryan Kavanaugh. They've just been great to our family, and they really have taken, you know, Bobby looks at Dixie and Charlie. I mean, he calls them his other daughters. He has a 12-year-old daughter, so he understands what we deal with. And they've been so great to us, and they treat us really well. And when you can get into those partnerships where you're actually doing business with a company, but they also, you believe in what they're doing. Like we said in our last podcast, it's been great.
Yeah. I feel like Bobby is like family, and the fact that the girls feel like they're heard when it comes to Triller and with Bobby, and just because they're kids doesn't mean they don't have a voice. And it's really cool to see their relationship with everyone at Triller, and their team has been phenomenal.
What was your favorite part of the weekend?
Ooh, so many good parts. I think the brunch.
Really?
It was outside. It was probably the most quiet part of the whole weekend. Let's see, we got there Thursday night. So it was the first thing on Friday, and I just thought it was super chill, and you know, everybody had that energy. They were excited for all the stuff. But the Justin Bieber Peaches truck was cool. I didn't go in it, but the kids all did, and that was really cool. So many parts. The dinner.
And then I've been hanging around with some of my friends from home from my childhood, and two of my closest friends from actually middle school, Pete Fox, Paul Boyan, brought their daughters out, who we know,
cute.
Madison Fox and Tina Boyan, and Tina is at URI, and she came out for it. And it was really cool to have to see people that know us from years back to come out, and Paul and they're all four of them were just like so happy. But they came to the brunch. Mm-hmm. And they walked in, and they're just like, you know, seeing all these kids from Chase to Noah to Avani and Maddie and all the people. It was really cool to bring them all together. And they got to do everything with us. So they came to the party Friday night and the event all day Saturday.
Yeah, so that was cool. Yeah, it was nice that Erica was there, because we always have fun together. And then the kids just getting to kind of, you know, they were there for work, but it was just a very, like, out of LA, and just got to be themselves and hang out and, you know, taking pictures and making videos together. It was so fun for them. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like they don't get to do that very often these days. So that was really cool. And wait, I was going to say about having Paul and Pete there. It was cool because you had the three dads who've known each other for 40 years, and then all the daughters. That was really cute to see.
And they were all hanging out together, yeah, and making videos and producing content. And you know, the other thing I love about Triller, and although it's a real partnership and we have an official deal and contract with them, they never ask for anything, and they almost put themselves in a position where like they don't want to bother us, and they make the girls and all the creators feel at ease, to the point where the way it worked because of COVID, they only want to have a certain amount of people on the floor. So they put a lot of the creators and people that were invited in suites. So we had our own family separate suite up top, and I called Ryan, and I just said Ryan Kavanaugh executive produced the whole event. And I called him and I said, hey, first of all, I thought it'd be good for everyone to make videos down on the floor, so you could see just how massive and how cool the whole structure was, the whole set was. And he was like, and then like, that would have been something I thought they would have asked us, hey, can you guys come down there and video? And they're just like, and when I said it to him, he's like, oh yeah, sure. Yeah. That's a good idea. But they weren't like, hey, you have to do this, you have to do that. Yeah. It's very loose.
I feel like the creators do more when they're not asking them to do this. Like, I feel like they just want to do more because they just feel a little more like it's their, you know, the creator's call to like make cool content. And also I feel like the app in general is all about the creators more than some of the other apps. And, you know, I just feel like the creators have such a voice on Triller.
And I think the fact that they're not just being trying to be an app that they're looking to, you know, they don't, I don't necessarily know that they know whether they're going to be a boxing company, a pay-per-view company, an events company, but I think what they definitely want to be a media company. And mm-hmm. I love the fact that they're already producing pay-per-view events that are selling, you know, I think, what did they sell? I think it was 1.3 million buys. And, you know, and there's also, you hear the rumblings that people were streaming it for free, and which, you know, so actually 1.3 million people paid for the, mm-hmm. to watch the fight, and they're going to get better. You know, I think some of the criticism that they're all over the board. And I talked with Bobby just about, like, you know, how do you make this a huge entertainment event but still make the boxing people happy, make the music fans happy, make the social media fans happy? And it's tough to be everything to everyone, but they're doing a good job and they're only going to get better at it. So
I feel like too, as a creator on the app, you know, just the opportunities with the shows, like we have our show, like a lot of people have their little time slots and they do their lives or whatever. And, you know, I just feel like they're constantly evolving and so open to ideas. So if you go to them with something, you know, they are definitely open to it. And just kind of the nature of, they're not just an app, and how, just what you said, they're doing other things. You have your opportunities are endless by being on the app and being a part of it. So I loved their outside of the box thinking as far as that.
Yeah. And they're serious business people, but like, I don't want to make it sound like they just say, hey, you guys just do whatever you want, that they don't care. They have planned this thing out and they're growing it incredibly well, but they are smart enough to know, unlike other brands sometimes that come with some scripted thing for Dixie and Charlie, and Dixie and Charlie are weird, like, dude, that's going to come over so poorly. Like, mm-hmm. that's just not going to work. Bobby and his team are just like, you guys got here being yourselves. So whatever you think, mm-hmm. and we'll put it out. And we started doing the product reviews, and then we switched over to just asking questions, because I think people want to get to know us, and we'll figure out where our live show mm-hmm. on Triller goes. And even with Dixie and Charlie both wanted to do something there, and we talked about whether or not they were going to announce someone, and it was all really loose. And I think sometimes people think that we have this master plan, and like we went to Atlanta with an agenda, and we were all like, all right, here's what we're going to do. Basically, the way it worked out is I was up in the suite and Bobby was down at the ring and the fight's going on, and he just called me while he's at the right outside the ring. He said, hey, do you think Charlie would want to give the belt to the winner? And I said, I have no idea. And she was right across from me. I said, hey, do you want to give the belt to the winner? And she's like, oh my God, yeah, that'd be so fun. And then Ivani was there. I'm like, Ivani, you want to go? And she's like, sure. And then as we're walking downstairs, I pass Dixie and she's like, where are you going? I said, Charlie and Ivani are going to give the belt to the winner of this fight. And she's like, I want to come. And we just all kind of walk down impromptu downstairs. And as we're walking from the suite down the elevator across to the ring, the fight ended and they grab, all of a sudden they're escorting Charlie and Dixie, and Bobby's like, Mark, do you want to come in? I'm like, no, I'm good. We don't need dad in the ring. And that was it. So then I guess the bell ended up falling. And so Bobby's like, do you guys want to do it again? And I was almost positive they were going to say, no, we're good, we'll go up. And they're like, no, we have to redeem ourselves. So,
I love it.
So, and then we just hung out there, and it was Pete Davidson, and, you know, Snoop was there, and it was fun. And it was
Mario Lopez.
And then it was funny because you got to see, and I've seen this a few times, but you get to see Mario Lopez, like it's so, that's when it gets surreal for us, because it's so strange, because Mario Lopez is someone we've seen on TV for years. And we're walking by and he knows my daughter's names and he's like, can I get a picture with you, Dixie and Charlie? And
because he has kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was just cool because I know the tweets started coming and Dixie was, and both girls were trending right away. Like, what are these guys doing in the ring? And it was just like, it's just kids being kids, having fun. Mm-hmm. It's not that serious. It's not like there's no master plan. There's no, they're trying to infiltrate boxing.
Yeah,
it was just
exactly.
The dude who owns the company asked them if they wanted to go in the ring and they made a decision as a young person to say, yes, I will. And there was no dad, manager, agent, anybody that was overthinking it. They just jumped in the ring and had some fun and I think if they weren't in that setting and they had, sometimes they've been sitting home for so long, they overthink things. And mm-hmm. This was just like one fun thing after another.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love the fact that they got to be themselves. Yeah, so I was just watching just everything that Avani, Maddie, Dixie, Charlie, Chase, everybody was posting. It was just really cool.
Yeah, it was like old times. It was like, it wasn't that long ago, but I just feel like they were just having fun again and making videos, which was the coolest part of it. And, you know, they kind of remembered they are kids and that's what, you know, it wasn't for business. It was just for fun. And it showed in the video. So that was really cool to see.
Yeah. I loved seeing them all smiling and, you know, look, it's not just our kids. I think all kids right now, the fact that they haven't been able to be in school, they haven't been able to have large social events. Kids have missed out on graduations, birthday parties, all this stuff. So as more people get vaccinated and as things open up, yeah, I think we're going to see bigger smiles. But I witnessed it firsthand on the kids. And,
yeah.
And even from when we were leaving the hotel, how we haven't seen people lined up in crowds to meet or greet the girls haven't done a meet and greet in well over a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
And to see people waiting, all masked, everybody was adhering to all COVID protocols and stuff, but just to have kids out there and the girls going there, meeting people that admire them and taking pictures and seeing those videos being posted.
Yeah, it was so cute. And it kind of like reminded the girls, like, this is what it's all about, is like, that's who's important, are the followers who love you and, you know, support you. So that was just an awesome moment for them.
And so Sunday, we flew back Sunday later afternoon. So we were looking for a place to eat in Atlanta, and we were just walking around with basically our group of Dixie, Charlie, Chase, Noah, Maddie, and Maddie's mom, Erica. And we were looking for a restaurant, but just seeing there was
it's her birthday.
A young girl from Birmingham, Alabama. It was her birthday. And I haven't seen that in a while, a little bit when we've gone to the mall every mm-hmm. once in a while, but we haven't been walking the street of a big city mm-hmm. like Atlanta and just watching these young kids' eyes pop out of their heads. And she's like, and she was ready for her, she had her birthday outfit on and her mom was like, who is that? Like, it's Charlie and Dixie and Maddie and and they took pictures and that was so
what's
cute.
Crazy is that it's not just one. You got the whole group. So these kids were losing their minds. It was so cute.
Right. So in the meantime, over the weekend, I have a good friend of mine, Rod Sellers, who was a center for UConn back when I was there. He graduated in 1992. And he and I have been texting back and forth. And if it weren't COVID restrictions, they would have come with us, but we only had so many people that could come with us. So we were trying to connect. And I said, maybe Sunday afternoon. So we found SDK in Atlanta and they happen to have a table for us. And we walked in and I text Rod and I was like, hey man, I don't know if you're close, but we're actually at SDK. And he's like, oh my God, my wife and my daughters are there, and his daughter really wanted to meet Charlie. She and I had met at one of the UConn games when that Rod came up to last year, and they sat down with us, and it was like, it was full circle. We did.
Yeah.
I hung out with my childhood friends. We hung out with all of our
college friends.
And then to hang out with Rod and then post the pictures, it was an incredible weekend. And then we got to the airport right in time, and we jumped on a flight and we landed back Sunday night. And it was an amazing, amazing weekend. Shout out to Triller and everybody else.
Everybody
that was
involved. Get on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Last week, we asked, I went on Twitter and asked our followers, what is something your parents do that's embarrassing? And then I kind of felt bad afterwards because I don't want to, like, we're here.
We are embarrassing
parents.
And, so why, we don't want to throw other embarrassing parents under the bus.
We have to walk hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder with other parents in solidarity.
Yeah.
And that's that. So I felt bad about that. So I tweeted out, and this is my exact tweet word for word. Heidi and I are recording our podcast today. Question, what's the coolest thing your parents have done? So the one that I thought was funny but sad was divorce. Dude, kids are funny, man. But with that said, I do think there is something to be said for, like, I grew up in a divorced household and it worked for me. And I remember people going, saying like, oh my God, how, aren't you sad that your dad doesn't live with you? And I'm like, I never experienced my dad living with me. I lived with my dad on sometimes summers and stuff, mm-hmm. but I never had a mom and a dad situation. So I didn't know better. But I think more importantly, there was no little drama in my house. There wasn't two parents.
There was not a lot of
drama in my house. Like parents arguing, bickering, like we never did that. Like we weren't. And I
petty and all that.
And yeah. Like, and that's why, like, I waited to find the right person because I knew you and I vibe really well and we're not at each other's throats.
Right.
And like 21 years is a long,
long time
to be together.
Long time.
So I thought that was funny. So kids have a sense of humor. They said the coolest thing your parents did was get a divorce. I know it was joking, maybe, but I do see the point.
You know what? Wait, hold on. As I'm looking at some of these, so this is, I'm not sure how to say this, Denaya, but got pizza for me and my sister in a snowstorm. And you know what I love about that is because to parents, like, that's probably one of a million things you do for your kids, but you never know what's going to stick out to them and what's going to, you know, the fact that they wrote that out and tweeted back to you, I think is just... You never know where your kids are and when they might need something. And that day, like, it was probably no big deal to the parents, but to the kids, it was like really, really something enough to write about. And I thought that was really cute.
I think more than people thinking that kids thinking their parents are cool, I found that the whole sentiment of this thing was that kids appreciate their parents
more than the parents probably think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, I would. We've talked about it before, but sometimes Dixie and Charlie will say stuff and I'll be in the room and they're talking to someone else. I'm like, oh, they love me. I didn't realize.
Wait, this is a good one. My dad built a swing set with wood and tires in my backyard when I was younger. Oh, who's that?
Oh, you're digging that one up, Heidi?
You know, if you have a guilty conscience about not doing that for the girls, that's on you.
Look,
man, I didn't even think
over backwards to provide for my girls, but my one mishap.
I know, that's the one they'll remember.
I did. Dude, I'm at some point when Charlie gets her own house and she has kids, I am going to build the monster swing set. I'm going to have.
You know what it's going to turn into? It's going to turn into, oh, well, he didn't get me one, but he got my kids one. That's. Nice.
Yeah, I might just drop one in like the living room or something.
Wait, that would be so funny.
we need to do, like, we don't really have the, we get a house that has some property.
Yeah.
I'm putting an adult size swing set in because I need to check that off my parent bucket list that I didn't do.
Wait, this is a funny one. Gloria Gaynor sang I Will Survive to my mom and her friend. I guess that's pretty cool. And my dad is just so swag.
Wait, say the username.
It was Cameron. Oh my, there's so many good supported, whatever I did, was proud. A lot of them were proud of me and everything I've done. Make me, duh.
Yeah, that's the one that they're always like.
Oh, making me, had me. Wait, that's so funny.
Kids find a way to bring it back to themselves a little bit.
Being supportive of me and my sister through everything we do and always being there for us when we need them. Aww.
Wait, was that Dixie?
No.
Charlie wrote that?
It says Maddie, but I'm not sure. Maddie and then Buzz.
Helena said, my dad is so funny, he makes me laugh every day, but her username is at Lil Dixie Gang. When we shouted them out on the podcast, because that went out actually this morning, all the people that were like, oh my God, I can't believe. Aww. So.
Wait, this is a cute one. My mom went skydiving. Okay, this is Alexa. My mom went skydiving this year and she filmed the whole thing and it was so cool. And then we also, they both went for parachuting a couple years ago. That's really cool.
Cakes Milio at Cakes Milio said, nothing. My parents are cringe AF.
Aww.
I'm sure you're kidding.
Ooh, let's see. This is Grace the Great. My mom won me 21 Pilots tickets once, and that is by far the coolest thing my parents have done.
Really?
That's really cool.
So shout out to all the parents, because I think they would not realize.
Oh, wait, this is so cute. Hold on. What's the name? Let's see. Let Loves Hunter said, I can't think of one thing because everything my mother does to me is cool. She always thinks of me. I think that's the coolest thing she's ever done. And I love that.
I think what was cool about both questions, the one of last week when we were like, what is the most embarrassing thing your parents do? And to this one, which is the coolest thing. They were both, although the first question could have been taken or showed some negative stuff, it was all really positive. Like even the things that they did to embarrassing, that they did that they said were was embarrassing was actually positive. And this one was really cool. Shout out to all the parents out there, because although you may not think so, your kids seem to think you're all pretty cool for the most part.
I think that's it for this week. We'll wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to rate us if yes. you don't mind.
Give
that
us
would
an
be amazing.
Honest rating.
An honest rating. But if it's 5 stars, we're not going to be mad at it.
And if you're going to lie, that's fine too. Yeah. If you wanted to give 4, but you decide you feel bad and you want to give 5, that's cool too.
And
we're new to this game. We'll take anything. We'll take charity.
Stay up to date with us at, for me, at Heidi D'Amelio on all my socials.
And for me, at Mark D'Amelio on all my socials.
Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.